Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Explosions have rocked parts of Iran, Iraq, and Syria overnight. The U.S. confirms the Israeli military struck multiple targets, including near an air base in the city of Isfahan, where there are a number of sites reported to be linked to Iran's nuclear program. Both the International Atomic Energy Agency and Iranian state-run TV saying the country's nuclear facilities remain intact. The U.S. has stopped the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto at the Security Council.
The joint resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The UK and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote, while the remaining 12 members voted yes. The State Department calls the Palestinian Authority's effort to gain member status premature. Writers for Sesame Street have voted to strike. The Writers Guild of America held a vote. All 35 writers for Sesame Street authorized a strike if an agreement on a new contract cannot be reached. Former President Trump, outside the courthouse where 12 jurors are now seated in his hush money trial in New York.
The whole world is watching this New York scam.
Trump complained that his court obligations are keeping him off the campaign trail as well. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star just prior to the 2016 election. The judge hopes to have the six alternate jurors in the trial selected by Friday. President Biden is garnering support from more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family who have now endorsed him. The Kennedys stood alongside Biden during a campaign rally in Philadelphia Thursday. Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, lauded Biden's achievements during his initial term. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Young people think America is heading in the wrong direction, but still support the current president. USA's John Schaefer explains.
According to a recent Harvard Kennedy School poll, only 9% of young Americans believe the United States is heading in the right direction, while 58% think it's going the wrong way. Despite this, more than half of them expressed their intentions to vote for President Biden in the upcoming election, with 53% stating they definitely plan to cast their vote.
A recent report from the anti-death penalty organization Reprieve reveals that black inmates sentenced to death by lethal injection experience botched procedures at a significantly higher rate than their white counterparts. The report indicates black prisoners have a 220% greater likelihood of enduring a botched execution compared to white prisoners. The White House making it clear President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan American was killed during World War II and then brought up cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday, aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Friday to you as we're thinking the weekend and maybe a moment to breathe and follow through on those moments of meditation that we said, God, thank you for that word. And I am going to set some time aside. I'm going to be intentional and really breathe that word in, huh? Why not? You know, speaking of which, we live in a world inundated with distressing news, heartbreaking situations that wear on our souls and causes us to question God's presence and purpose in our world. And you got to understand, I mean, the most faithful people, if you read their stories, whether it's, you know, Mother Teresa, I mean, go on down the line, Billy Graham, everybody, we come to that moment sometimes where there is that darkness and you wonder, what happened? You know, I'm just not seeing God. And, you know, and I would say that in this temporal journey that we're on, that can happen, and don't be surprised when that does happen. I think sometimes we think that just because we say we're Christians, that everything's supposed to be hunky dory, and then Jesus reminds us, "Hey, look at you know, pick up the cross, follow me," and you realize that when he was on the cross, he lost God too, right? Remember, gosh, you know, where are you, Lord? Have you forsaken me, my Father? Wow, tough stuff, right? Well, but this is life, this side of heaven. Well, Nick Pickowitz is going to be joining us. He's got a new book out. It's called The Kindness of God, Beholding His Goodness in a Cruel World. And we need to hold to that and remember it. I mean, so often in the Bible, I think 365 times at least, it's been said that for every day of the year, we're told to remember because we're knuckleheads and we forget. It's so easy sometimes. But we need to know that when... you know, we're overwhelmed by the cruelness of this world. We have a Father who loves us, and His kindness exceeds anything that we can imagine. Nate Pickowitz is the pastor of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Iron Works in New Hampshire. I've never heard of Gilmanton Iron Works. I may need to go there, and maybe we can have a cup of coffee. And he's the author, of course. Nate, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, congratulations on the book. I mean, this is something that, you know, we need to, you know, be reminded of is that when times are tough, we have somewhere to go, right? And the devil would like us to be isolated because then we're easy for him to pick off and, you know, he can let us go and, you know, just spin out of control, be on our unmerry sort of way. But God has given us the solution, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, over and over again, we see in Scripture what we call the attributes of God, or some people call them God's perfections. But, you know, it's a display of who God is. And over and over again, we see His character, His nature, His goodness, His tenderness, His loving kindness put on display, I think, to encourage us and to remind us that He is God, He's on the throne. Mm-hmm. We're certainly not. We're meant to trust Him and to obey Him and lean into Him, but I think that that's a comfort to our weary souls to remember that God is in control and we can put our trust in Him.
Well, this is what I love about the study of the names of God, to your point here, Nate. When you study the names of God, I mean, it helps put things in perspective. It helps us center ourselves to realize there's no way we can be on the throne. What are we thinking? You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right. That's right.
It's comical.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, too, along with that, you know, I think that, you know, we tend to have an overinflated view of ourselves. And I think that even when we consider even the topic of the kindness of God, when people even would dare to attack that or question that and say, you know, is God really kind? Is He really as good as He says He is? Mm-hmm. It's because we don't have a right view of who we are. We don't have a right view of who He is. So I think a lot of this has to do with perspective. And I think if we can get biblical perspective, I think it helps us tremendously.
Yeah, without a doubt, because it's so easy, as you said, in this world in which we live in. I mean, my goodness, you know, think about it, Nate. I mean, in the last couple of years, I mean, who would have thought that we would be pondering, you know, being confused over the sexes? I mean, now we're back into the garden again. Did God really say He created them, you know, a man and woman? I mean, the basic tenets of the building blocks of a society that is to be healthy, that is to be righteous and reflect the glory of the Father, is all under attack. And on one hand, I'm a little surprised and disappointed that our culture, that has been so greatly blessed, that we've fallen so easily to these lies and deception. Am I being unfair?
No, not at all, not at all. And I think you could even probably go farther with that. But I think that, you know, even the most basic thing where, you know, the basic building blocks of marriage and family and identity, mm-hmm. all these different things, you know, it's interesting because, you know, opponents of a Christian worldview, they actually look at that worldview, you know, marriage between a man and a woman, you know, a gender identity established at their creation, at the person's birth. You know, all of these things, they will look at that and say, well, that's cruel or that's unkind or that's not good. And they'll say that this new aberration, this is good, this is loving, this is kind, this is tolerant, wherever it may be. So mm-hmm. it's turned everything up on its head. As soon as you tell a person, no, I want to love you for who you are, but who you are is who God made you. As soon
exactly.
as you say that, they'll accuse you of hate, you know. And
yes.
So, again, you know, this is, it's an attack on the goodness of God, the righteousness of God, the wisdom of God. So I think as believers, I think there's a loving, truthful way to defend that and to hold to those principles.
How do you reconcile, Nate? I mean, God, after His creation, said, that's very good. I mean, it's beyond good. Mm-hmm. And even Jesus said, you got to be careful who you call good. Because there's only one person that's good, and that's God Himself, right? And God Himself speaks from His own mouth, says, and He declares, it's very good. So something that was declared by God and is sanctified, because when God says it, it seals the deal, right? So it's very good. Now, in the arrogance of humanity, they say, nope, not so good.
Right. Well, the thing that changed is the fall. You know, that's what changed everything, and that
sure.
that was in the providence of God. But that's the thing. I mean, that's the first lie that you mentioned earlier. You know, did God really say? You know, did God? You know, is it really true that you know we are who the Bible says we are? And even to challenge God. I mean, when Satan, you know, approached Eve in the garden, and you know, mm-hmm. it was basically questioning the goodness of God. No, God's lying to you. I mean, He knows that if you do this, I mean, if you like God, He's denying you. And that's where we go. You know, we attack and question God, and we doubt His kindness.
Nate, have you thought about how much skin in the game God has in this? When He says, it's all very good, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, He's not leaving you to your own devices. I mean, first of all, He demonstrated clearly that He's all in when He sent His Son Jesus to come and redeem us, right?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I guess my point is, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we'll pick it up on the other side, and I'll let you finish your thought here. But my point, while I've got here just a second, is God's not giving up. He's not giving up on you, even though you might be confused and don't understand. He says he is for you. Stay tuned for details. More from Nate Pickowitz after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, checking the clock right now, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Nate Pickowitz continues with us. He's the pastor of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire. And I don't feel so bad because I said, I apologize. I'm not all that familiar. He said it's one of God's hidden jewels and secrets. And I said, I'm to try to, you know, find my way there, GPS it to, you know, check it out to, because it just sounds like just such a great community there, Nate.
Yeah, no, it's a small town, less than 4,000 people out in the middle of central New Hampshire. So I was born and raised here and love being here and thankful to pastor church. It's great.
Wow. Well, God is good in many ways. Uh-huh. And this is what inspired you to write about the kindness of God. And I guess, was it like one of those 3 o'clock in the morning continuous reminders that you needed to write about the kindness of God? What motivated you to focus in on this?
Yeah, I found myself praying with my children at night, and I would just continue to thank God for his kindness. It just was this theme that kind of was coming to my mind all the time, because I would rehearse all the different ways that he had been good to us. And,
yes.
And then one day I kind of thought to myself, I don't think I've ever read a book on the kindness or the goodness of God before. And I sort of did some research and I wasn't finding what I was looking for. So a lot of times what I'll do is if I can't find the book I want to read, I just write the book I want to read. So,
exactly.
And then, you know, in the process of doing that, kind of realized that this is a bigger topic than just that one attribute, that this is kind of striking a need of the cultural moment. I think a lot of people are struggling to understand and apprehend the kindness of God, and I think it's sorely needed. So that's why I was happy to do it.
Right. And I think that part of the challenge we have, admittedly, is we have just taken God for granted. And if you do that, you lose connection, like in any relationship, right? You know, you take your wife for granted, take your kid for granted, you don't communicate, then, yeah, before you know it, you're misunderstanding and misjudging the intent of the individual. And we're talking here, of all people, we're talking God himself, God Almighty, who created the heavens and earth, created you with a plan and purpose in your life, and we become apathetic toward him? Wow.
Yeah, that's the challenge, you know. I think that even for Christians, I think even Christians struggle, because as soon as God does something in our life that's different than how we're used to him operating in our life, tend to think, oh no, what have I done wrong, or why have you changed, or you know, why are you not being kind to me anymore, without realizing that there's actually manifold expressions of God's kindness that we don't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of the topic of study, was just exploring how are the different ways that God is good to us, how do we see his kindness, and then once we realize what that is, to be thankful for him for that, and to give praise and worship to him for his kindness to us.
Right. And some of these things, as you say, we can overlook them. I often use this example, Nate, the law of gravity, for example. You know, we think, you know, unless you've defied it, you know, some people just take it for granted. You know, they all want to wonder, you know, is there a God? Well, just, you know, challenge the law of gravity. And the law of gravity, like so much of the design of his creation, is much the same way. There's laws that are there that if we honor those laws, it goes well for us. If we think we know better and want to be so silly as to defy gravity, well, then you're going to pay the consequences. And then you have the audacity to say, that's God's fault. Right?
Yeah, I didn't realize we were going to get into such heavy topics, but I guess here we are.
Oh, is this heavy? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, I was talking about gravity, by the way. But
okay. Yes.
You know. Yeah, I think it's true. I think that you know, we look at the things that are given to us by God, and things that we just assume. I mean, something as simple as just the life that we have, the air that we breathe. I think about people who hate God, people who maybe believe that there is no God. You know, they curse God with the lungs that were given to them, with the air that they're borrowing. You know,
exactly.
It's the fact that we don't even see it or realize or take God at his word. It kind of blows the mind, you know. And I think it's a call for us to reexamine, you know, who we really are and who God really is, and worship him rightly for that.
Yeah. Well, as you stress in the book, in God's kindness, you know, for salvation and repentance. Some people may not think that repentance is an expression of God's kindness. It really is, isn't it? Because repentance is a way back. This is what brings us back to him, doesn't it?
Yeah, Romans 2:4 says it is the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. And the thing is that in God's justice, I mean, God is a good and right and true judge. So in his justice, he has the right and he has the prerogative to leave us in our sins. He doesn't owe us salvation. But the fact that a person is caught in sin, the fact that he will bring them to the place of understanding, that he'll convict them of their sin, that he'll drive them to their knees so that they can repent and can be forgiven and restored, that even that of itself is an amazing kindness of God. So don't even take repentance for granted, because that's a gift of God as well.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, what happens vertically, you know, in the Christian consciousness, you can't share horizontally with one another if you're not connected to the Father. If you don't have a vertical relationship, your horizontal relationship is compromised, right?
Yeah, I mean, everything that we are to each other has to come from a heart that's been renewed in Christ. You know, I think about Ephesians 4:32, where he says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, and then he roots it in this, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. So right. What we receive from God in kindness and forgiveness and mercy and tenderness, that should be then reflected to other people. We only have it because God's given it to us. So that becomes a saving relationship with God in Christ Jesus. That becomes the root of our ability to be able to be kind to other people. It's so important.
It's a clear commandment. It's not a suggestion, right?
That's right.
And Jesus, right, you know, extended and made sure, well, at least those that could understand the parable at the time, is that you have to think about how God has forgiven you. And in that equation, when you appreciate how much God has forgiven you, it's like what happens here at the temporal area is nothing. Although, you know, and I say that with compassion. Some people have been greatly injured. I understand, and I have compassion for that. But God commands us, and whatever it is that is lacking, that part of you, to bring that, you know, to fruition, that forgiveness, that's where you just, you know, and it's easy to say, you know, Nate, to talk about, oh, well, you know, just, you know, suck it up and just, you know, just trust God and, you know, forgive that person, you know, for, you know, sexually abusing you or hurting one of your children or some, you know, indefensible offense. But God says even that, 70 times 70. But it's like, Lord, help me get there. I can't without you, right?
Yeah, I think about the story of Joseph, actually, who was betrayed by his own brothers, left for dead, sold into slavery, underwent injustice, sexual assault by Potiphar's wife, and all these different things. And at the end of his life, what does he say when his brothers are terrified he's going to act in retribution? He says, for, you know, what you meant for evil against me, God has meant for good. Mm-hmm. You know, you recognize God's purpose and God's plan. And the Bible actually says in Genesis 50, verse 21, he tells them, don't be afraid. He says, then the Bible says, he comforted them, and he spoke kindly to them. A man of unprecedented suffering and sorrow recognizes God's hand in his own life and extended kindness to his brothers. I mean, if that's not a model for showing kindness to others, I don't know what is.
Exactly. 50 seconds left here, Nate Pigowitz. I'm going to let you summarize the book and why people need to get their hands on it.
Yeah, I think just an exploration of the goodness and kindness of God, not just how we're to be kind to other people, but recognizing how God has been so good to us. And so I would just encourage those who are maybe struggling or hurting or just having a hard time to reflect on God's goodness. And maybe this might be a tool to help a person do that. That's the goal, is to drive us to a strong spiritual devotional relationship with God in Christ Jesus. And if this book does that, I'm happy.
Well, Nate Pickowitz, you bless us. Thank you so much. Take care. God bless.
High-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day. That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Update. The Iranian Security Council reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early Friday morning. U.S. officials confirmed Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan near facilities linked to that country's nuclear program. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Go against Google and get fired, USA's John Schaefer.
Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. CNBC reports the decision comes on the heels of the arrest of 9 Google employees for trespassing after staging a sit-in at company offices in New York and California. In a memo to staff regarding the terminations, Google stated, "Behavior such as this is unacceptable in our workplace and will not be tolerated."
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Seems like things may have calmed down a little bit in the Middle East. You've got Iran attacking Israel. You know Israel had to respond regardless of what Joe Biden said. Of course, it's interesting. Some of the things, the response, you know, from the State Department. It's kind of laughable, John Kirby claims that when Biden says don't escalate, quote unquote, Iran didn't. Of course, that don't escalate warning, I think everybody on the planet knows that was directed towards Benjamin Netanyahu and not to Iran. But as things work out, you know, it's the nature of the bureaucracy. They can change words and wordsmith this thing and say whatever you want. Clearly it didn't mean that Tehran didn't try to inflict damage, by the way, in an outrageous and dangerous escalation. It's clear defiance of Biden, and it's a clear demonstration that Joe Biden has very little effect. If anything, he's meddling in the Middle East. He's really not helping. The one and only Dr. John Zamarek joins us now. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I just, thank God I woke up this morning, went to sleep praying for the peace of Jerusalem and knowing what was going on with rockets, red glare, you know, towards Iran and wondering what was going on. And basically what it came down to was almost like a what I would classify as a schoolyard bully fight. And, the bully got smacked in the nose and was like, okay, you hit me, I hit you, you hit me, okay, it's all over, right?
Well, my hope, my prayer is that the wonderful people of that beautiful country, Iran, with an ancient culture, overthrow that wicked government, which they tried to do under Obama, and Obama helped that horrible fascist regime stay in power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like, what's all that about?
Dealing with the legacy of Jimmy Carter, the clueless Baptist Sunday school teacher who thought that the Shah was too mean. So he allowed the Ayatollah Khomeini to take over. And then we saw the Iran-Iraq war. I mean, how much misery and suffering has come out of one self-righteous, well-meaning Sunday school teacher who just thought that his moral intuitions were more important than the well-being of millions of people.
But it's the malfunction of the neocons, John. They all think this way. They meddle. It's like, wait a minute, where in the history have you seen regime change, you know, where we've interfered in other nations, and where has it worked? I mean, and now what's happened, in the words of Obama's pastor, it's like the chickens have come to roost, is that now we got a regime change version of our own. Now we can feel a little bit like these other countries who have been violated.
Exactly. And just to be clear, our CIA in 2020, and working with the FBI and NSA and most of the administrative state, the deep state, it enacted a color revolution in America. Actually, it started in 2017 when Mike Flynn was fired, when Mike Pence convinced Donald Trump to go along with the FBI scam and made up crimes about General Flynn. That was the coup. And the moment Trump did that, his presidency was over before he was even inaugurated. Mm-hmm. That's how the deep state works. And if you look back at what happened to John F. Kennedy and what the FBI did to Nixon, you see a small elite cabal of self-anointed professionals who are mostly New England WASPs with politically progressive views, imposing their beliefs on a nation of hundreds of millions of people, because those people are leaderless and unwilling to fight back.
And how do we get it back?
Well, when they fight back, we fight back, and some of us go to prison and some of us get killed, like Ashley Babbitt. And what I would like to talk about is an amazing film. I've got a review of it going up this afternoon at spring.org. It's a film called Let My People Go. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, I am. Go ahead. Go ahead and explain to our audience. Good. I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Yeah, David Clements is a heroic, brilliant, academically gifted Christian law professor. He got fired from his tenured job when he pushed back against the COVID panic, lockdowns, and masks. Mm-hmm. And then he questioned the 2020 election. He has been defending January 6th defendants who are unjustly imprisoned, whom the Supreme Court, God willing, may well free because the law was so perverted in their cases. Well, they sued to strip him of his law license. They want to make it they can't find a way to put him in prison just now. So they just want him to starve to death. This is literally what the Soviets did in 1968. If you ever read Milan Kundera, he wrote the book The Joke, did the movie. There was a movie, The Joke.
Right.
If they can't send you to a prison camp, they turn you from a professor into a window washer. If they can't kill you, they just try to humiliate you. And they did all that to David Clements. He did not back down. His film, Let My People Go, first of all, documents the election fraud in 2020. Unlike 2000 Mules, that movie was great. It focused on ballot harvesting.
Right.
This movie focuses on Dominion and the electronic voting system.
Wow.
And better than anyone I've seen, he helps you understand how it was possible that Donald Trump lost votes throughout the night in swing states. As they're counting votes, how do votes disappear? How do votes get transferred? He shows how the algorithm works that would regularly steal votes from Trump and transfer them to Biden.
Exactly.
And he interviews experts. He uses animation. He makes it really interesting and easy to understand and fun for those of us who are like not super gifted at math, which is like right. half, you know, more than half of us.
Yeah.
And he also
if you can say it's fun to see that you've been ripped off, you know, it is compelling. There's no doubt about it.
He uses really good animation, like that looks like the Jetsons, to make fun of the pretense that all these voting systems are super high tech and airtight right. and completely reliable. And he also highlights the persecution of January 6th defendants. This film, he produced it, tried to release it through Frank Speech, Mike Lindell's group. It was so subject to cyber attack. It crashed. You couldn't download it. I tried to download it through Frank Speech. The vendor, the only vendor that would work with them was some offshore group that it stole my credit card. I had to get a new credit card. The attacks were unrelenting. Till finally, Clements decided to make the film free. 100% free. He said he wants it to be the most pirated film in America. So Let My People Go is now available on YouTube and
Rumble
and all over the place. You need to download it and send it to all your friends. It is
check it out. Yeah.
You will cry. It also offers hope.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, for him to have this kind of courage in light of what's happened to everybody else, how they've just, as you said, discredited, marginalized. I mean, look what they've done to John Eastman. John Eastman, they've pilloried him. And, of course, we see what's happening in New York Live in front of everybody in the world, to Donald Trump. And that, you know, that continues.
And my friend Sidney Powell just beat the left trying to take away her law license, disbar her in Texas. But now they're trying again based on the Georgia case, which Fannie Willis is leading.
Who's been discredited three ways to Sunday. And why she's still standing is beyond me, John.
Right. Fannie Willis doesn't lose her law license, but Sidney Powell does. Welcome to America.
Well, this is Joe Biden's America. And it's not, and he keeps referring to it, John. It drives me nuts. He talks about a democracy. We're not a democracy. Okay, you're the president of the United States. Figure this out. We're a democratic republic. How about, refamiliarize yourself with the Constitution? Oh, what a novel idea. Right now, it's just about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemerick from Stream.org. He's a senior editor there. Our conversation with him will continue. Stay right where you are.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421.
800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You know, Martin Niemöller is known for a famous quote here, and I'm sure you've heard it from time to time, about how they first came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Amazing, John Zemarek, how history repeats itself. Because here we are, in the case of persecuted Christians, you write at stream.org, you know, why should we care?
And, you know, not enough people do care. Yeah, my piece is called, We Don't Care About Persecuted Christians Because We Don't Want to Join Them. And what I'm talking about is it starts off with the attack in Australia, in Sydney, Australia, on this bishop, Mar Emanuel. He is an Assyrian Christian. And you might wonder, why are Assyrian Christians all the way over in Australia? Well, you can thank George W. Bush and the neocons and Barack Obama. Because before the Iraq War, there was a community of almost a million Christians in Iraq, who've been there since the apostles, when my ancestors were worshiping trees. These people were translating the gospels and building beautiful churches. But when Bush launched his Iraq war, looking for phantom weapons of mass destruction, he did not have the U.S. military protect the Christian community. He just left them to the wolves. In fact, our administrators imposed gun control in Iraq. And who obeyed the law? The Christian. Who didn't? The radical Muslims. And in fact, they scapegoated the local Christians because they thought America's controlled by the Christians. Let's make these Christians pay.
Yeah.
So three-fourths of the Christians in Iraq were killed or driven out into refugee camps and living in shipping containers. That's George W. Bush. Heck of a job. Mission accomplished. So those are some Christians who got persecuted, and now in Australia, they're not even safe in Australia. An Arab immigrant, the media wouldn't report it. They wouldn't report who did it or why. They just said a young man attacked this priest during the celebration of the liturgy, but he was yelling Allahu Akbar, and yes, okay, he was an Arab immigrant. Mm-hmm. That leads me to ask, why did we admit millions of Muslim immigrants into the West, into Germany and France, where they're blocking the streets and doing Muslim prayers, closing down public squares, intimidating the police? Why are they able to take over here in America? Why do we bring them here so they can close down O'Hare Airport, the Golden Gate Bridge, and the Brooklyn Bridge in the course of 3 days? Why did we bring in hundreds of thousands of Somali so-called refugees? We flew them over 12 safe Sunni Muslim countries where they could have gone as refugees, and we brought them to Minnesota to create a congressional district for Ilhan Omar to represent. That wasn't just right. Obama. Bush helped to do that. That was a Bush administration plan. And you know who was heavily involved in it? So-called Catholic Charity. Catholic Charities reached tens of millions of dollars. And in fact, the U.S. Catholic bishops and the charities they control, like Catholic Charities, have made $3 billion, with a B, $3 billion in the last 15 years from immigration contracts and other nonprofit contracts with the federal government. That is dollar for dollar, the exact amount, dollar for dollar, the exact amount they had to pay out for sex abuse payment settlement. They made it all back. Human trafficking.
Unbelievable. John, why did George W. Bush do this? I mean, explain and break it down for our audience so they understand.
Right.
Because they're not seeing this. Just like, for example, why we're in Ukraine. I mean, there's a clear history there of what's going on. But let's talk about this here. Why did George W. Bush participate in this? Because we know after 9/11, the sense that it was amazing, the knee-jerk response and the Muslim sensitivity, how that went into high gear right after 9/11.
A few days after 9/11, Bush had a press conference and talked about Islam as a religion of peace. You know who doesn't believe that? Any Muslim authorities anywhere on earth.
Right.
This is a religion whose founder was a warlord, and one of what you might call their sacraments is jihad. Jihad's primary meaning in Arabic is war. And
right.
Secondarily, you can talk about an internal spiritual struggle. You know, we Christians talk about spiritual warfare. But nobody mixes it up with the crusade. In Islam, there is no difference. There is no distinction. All war is war. And when they attack the unbeliever, as the Quran tells them to do in dozens of places, to kill the unbeliever, to terrorize the unbeliever, and if you don't believe me, you should read Raymond Ibrahim, wonderful scholar, Christian. His book, Defenders of the West, or the his guide to Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda reader. He is a regular columnist at the Stream. So why did elitists like the Bush clan, an elitist like Obama, why did they bring in millions of Muslims? Why do elites in Europe bring in millions of Muslims? Because they are reliable support against any kind of populist Christian patriotic movement. And George Bush and the neocons identify more with their fellow elitists on the left. The one thing they hate is populists like Pat Buchanan and Donald Trump. They hate Ross Perot. Anyone who speaks for the people rather than for the elites who fly international business class or in their private Gulfstream jets, they hate those populists, and they want to destroy them. That's why George W. Bush called the January 6th protesters. He said they were as bad as the 9/11 hijackers. He called them children of the same foul spirit. That's George W. Bush.
Wow.
George
that
W.
says.
Bush's grand...
sorry, no. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
George H.W. Bush, his father, talked about the New World Order. Prescott Bush, the grandfather, the senator from Connecticut who founded their political dynasty. He co-founded Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger. Did you know that?
There it is.
Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush sent out the first fundraising letter for Margaret Sanger for the first founding of Planned Parenthood in the late 1940s. These people have been on the other side all along. And one thing I can say, I'm glad In 2000, I did not vote for George W. Bush. I voted for Pat Buchanan. I wish I could have that tattooed on my arm. Don't blame me. I voted for Pat Buchanan.
Well, you see, this is the thing that this thing, you know, the whole world of politics, of what's going on, everything is so homogenized. And you've got to find, okay, the tentacles of what is driving the top. We you know, we talk about a one world order and that's where we're heading. The Bible's clear. It says this is what we're going. You see the World Economic Forum. You see, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, all these entities, these people that are making big money. And right. And you look at the things that they promote, they're not promoting things that are of America's highest interest. They're promoting things that are of their interest, and they are throwing a wrecking ball through our Constitution, through the institutions that were established and that have served America well and really, truly made us great. And this is what is such an anathema, you know, with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump sees that as a good businessman, because good businessmen will look at something and say, okay, we're not getting the results that we, you know, had purposed to get. So where did we make a wrong turn? So they go back historically and look and see, okay, where did we make a wrong turn? And Donald Trump understands that quite clearly, and he's able to communicate that to the population. And, of course, it's easier now because, hey, they're in the middle of it. There's a lot of pain here in River City, and they are seeing right now, their eyes are opening up that, you know, they can look to, you know, to the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, and, you know, and all these elitists, these ruling elitists that are pushing us toward a one world government, John.
Well, why do you think they've flooded 8 million illegal immigrants into the country, and now they're talking about giving them the vote? They've brought
more than the
population of like 30 states. This
yes.
is a clear coup. This is like when one of the Indian tribes, one of the chiefs of an Indian tribe would be bought out by the colonists. They would give him a bunch of barrels of rum and wampum and guns.
Right.
And in return, he would let the white man settle and he would sell his ancestors' land to the foreigner. That is what our elites are doing. They are the drunken Indian chiefs selling our land to the white colonizer.
So, well, I mean, that's from time immemorial it's going on. I mean, we're starting to see this happening in Hawaii, too, John. You remember? You know, they talked about when Maui burned, oh, they were going to protect and make sure nobody. Oh, come on. Really? I mean, you guys can't help yourself.
My friend Jason Jones is exposing that. He's got a new book out called The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. You should have him on. And he
yes.
was the first person to call out what happened in Lahaina. What happened
yeah.
in Lahaina was, they didn't repair the power lines. They didn't clear the brush from around the power lines because they intended to replace it with green energy. So in the name of the environment, we got the Lahaina fire.
Well, look at what happened. They had that smart city confab, I think it was in February, months before. My daughter lives in Maui and my grandkids, so I'm very familiar with what happened there and saw what went on. And, of course, and then you got that knucklehead that says, oh, we've got to honor the water, so we're going to turn the water off in the middle of a firefight.
Right. It's that crazy.
And the thing is, the other thing, John, is today they still can't number, they don't even want to number the amount of young kids, children, who were sent home from school to go back home, and their parents were at work, and they were left home alone to deal with this conflagration. And they don't
our
even
elite,
want to talk about how many kids died.
Our elites don't care about us. They're perfectly willing to kill us.
Dr. John Zemarek, thank you, sir.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891. 891. The final